This is the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast brought to you by Art Wiederman, CPA with Ide Bailey. Whether it's taxes and investing or planning wisely, Art is the expert to make your dental practice profitable. At Ide Bailey, what inspires you inspires us. We provide a suite of accounting and advisory services dedicated to the total care of your practice. Visit our website to access our tools and resources tailored for dentists, idebailey.com/dentist. That's idebailey.com/dentist. This podcast is distributed with the understanding that Art Wiederman, CPA, and Ide Bailey, LLP are not rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Listeners should consult with their business advisors before acting on any of the information or opinions shared. If you have questions and or feedback, make sure to email Art over at awiederman@idebailey.com. That's A-W-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N at E-I-D-E-B-A-I-L-L-Y.com. You can also give Art a call at 657-279-3243. Without further delay, here's your host, Dental CPA Art Wiederman.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to an incredibly special edition of the Art of Dental Finance and Management with Art Wiederman podcast. I'm your host, Art Wiederman, and this is a very special day for me. I'm recording here in my home broadcast studio in South Orange County, California, and my journey of doing this podcast started about 5.5 years ago, and this is the 200th podcast that I am recording, and it is just mind-boggling to me, and I thought long and hard about what did I want to do for my 200th podcast episode. Did I want to have a really special guest? And then I said, no, this is my podcast, and I want to talk to my audience. And I decided that I wanted to go back to the roots of why I'm doing this and why I'm here to help you. And what we're going to do today is I'm going to take you on a little journey, a little bit about me and some of what my goals are, have been, and will be. And then I want to ask you a question about what is your journey look like? What do you want? What are the things that are going to make you happy in life? I might have mentioned this once or twice that I had a trip to New Hampshire several years ago, and I had an afternoon where I was walking around Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and walked by a little storefront and saw a little sign sitting out in front of a storefront. I don't remember what kind of a store it was, and it basically said, "Do the things that make you happy," and that hit me right between the eyes, and I do try and do that, but I want to talk to you about what's going to make you happy today? What changes in your life do you need to make? And if I can get to one of you, and we have thousands of people that listen to this podcast, but if I can get one of you today to take a step back and think about what it is that you want, then it will make my day, my week, and my month, because my journey is really intended to help the dentists of America. And that is my legacy. That is what my career has been all about. I will celebrate 40 years, possible for me to say, 40 years as a dental CPA the day after Labor Day. I took the job at the Pacific Institute of Management in first week of September of 1984. And we're now coming up to September of 2024. It was 3 weeks after my 25th birthday. And on August 14th of this year, and this podcast will come out in the middle of July of 2024, I will turn Medicare age 65. And it's just mind-boggling. Life goes by way too fast. So I want to start off with a bunch of thank yous on this podcast. I want to start off, first of all, by thanking the unbelievable team that we have at the CPA firm that I am going to finish my career with. Ide Bailey. And as I've told you guys, I ran my own CPA firm with my wonderful partner, Pam Chamberlain, for 33 years. And in 2018, we merged the firm with another amazing local CPA firm in Tustin, California, called HMWC, CPAs and Business Advisors. And then in July of 2020, HMWC merged with Eide Bailly, which is the number 19 CPA firm in the country. We have, I think we're probably now up to 51 or 52 offices, 3,500 employees. It's just an incredible firm with a great culture. You know, you see a lot of businesses that don't have a great culture. This firm has a great culture. They have great people. I haven't met, literally, in the almost 4 years that we've been part of Eide Bailly, I've not met one person that I can truly say I didn't like. I don't like. They're all just wonderful people. Specifically, I want to thank Jessica Grobel, who's our director of marketing, who, when I came on the scene in 2020, I came to her with a barrage of webinars and seminars, and I probably drove her absolutely bat crazy, but she has stuck with me and has helped me down this road. She's an amazing young woman. She lives in Minnesota and handles the marketing for our medical and dental group. Echo Thorson, who has been my right arm in helping to get the actual podcast produced, Pro Podcast Productions, Jody Smith and his amazing team in Atlanta, Georgia, who take my recordings, get them up on the internet and make them sound really pretty. I also want to thank my dear friends at Eide Bailly. Pam Chamberlain has been my partner in crime. I hired her as a bookkeeper in 1988, and we became business partners in 2014. A finer human being you are never going to meet, and it has just been a wonderful partnership. Don Watson, who is the gentleman that took over my book of business as I kind of moved out of the tax and accounting practice and into more consulting and marketing as I moved towards the end of my career. Don, I couldn't ask for a better person to work with my clients. He's done an amazing job, and he and I have sports in common. We've been to some cool sporting events, including an Alabama LSU football game. And we also went to the Elite Eight in Los Angeles for the University of Alabama. He was born in Alabama and a big Alabama fan. So whenever I'm with him, I'm an Alabama fan. Whenever I'm with my friends from our Baton Rouge group, Robbie Apple, Apple Gearin and Company, I'm an LSU fan. So I'm kind of two-faced when it comes to football, but that's just the way it goes. I want to thank the Academy of Dental CPAs. My dearest friend, one of my dearest friends in the world, our president, Alan Schiff, was my first podcast guest in December of 2018. A finer human you're not going to find. Thank you, Alan, for all you've done for dentistry. During the pandemic, he was doing webinars with the American Dental Association, had over 10,000 people on them, helping the dentists get through the COVID-19 pandemic, and all the members of the ADCPA, who I consider my dear friends. I want to thank the people at Decisions in Dentistry Magazine, Lorraine Kent and her team, who have been a great marketing partner for the last 5 years. They have the best clinical magazine in the country. I want to thank all my guests who I've been, and there's a couple hundred of you probably. I've done some of these myself, but some of the amazing people in dentistry that I have had on my podcast. I would have to spend the whole time of this podcast naming you. But I just want to thank everyone who has given me the honor and privilege of interviewing them over the past 5.5 years. And finally, and probably most important, is my family. I promise I won't start crying as I start talking about my family. My wife, Lynn Wiederman, has been my rock. We just in May celebrated our 39th wedding anniversary. She is an incredibly talented professional artist. when my mom and dad were talking to me in my early 20s about my frustrations of finding the right person as my friends started getting married, my stepdad, Irving, let him rest in peace. He was, he taught me a lot. He basically said, Arthur, you need to find someone who is 150% behind you to help you with what your goals are in life. And that has been my wonderful wife, Lynn. And I want to talk about my two boys, Nathan and Forrest, two amazing young men that I couldn't be prouder of and who have been so supportive of me throughout my entire career. One of the things I vowed when my boys came around was to be a better father to them than my dad was to me. And I truly believe I was. I was very involved in all of their activities and sports and helping to raise them. Nathan is an incredible stone sculptor. He has his work in people's homes, and the stuff he does is just off the charts. In fact, he had a piece that was on Instagram. His Instagram is Laguna Beach Stone Sculptor. And it went viral, and I've never been able to say that about anybody I know, but now I can. He had over 1 million views on that post of his process. He's just an amazing, talented artist. I can barely draw a stick figure, but he is an amazing, talented artist and an amazing young man. My younger son, Forrest, is a vice president for Bank of America Dental Practice Solutions in Northern California and Northern Nevada. He does loans for startups and remodels and expansions and real estate. We call him the bulldog. He's amazing at getting things done, and he's helped many, many dentists realize their dreams. He just won a national award at the Bank of America national meeting here in 2024. It's very possible you might see him on a national commercial for Bank of America. So to both of my boys, thank you for everything that you've done, all that you've supported me, all the joy in my life that you have brought me. And folks, I will tell you that if you get caught up in your practice and you get caught up in your life and problems of the world and everything we see on the news, I would strongly urge you to just invest time in your family, invest time in your children, because every minute that you invest in your children will come back to you in spades. So thank you, Nathan and Forrest, for everything you've done for me to help me make my life better. So those are the people I want to thank. My mission in bringing this podcast to you has been a call to action. There is no such thing as a podcast or a lecture or a book or anything that is anything more than a call to action. My objective has always been to have you guys to listen to the advice that we give you information and skills, and to then for you to take action to make your lives better, to make your practices better, to make your personal lives better. Our podcast has been a who's who in dentistry, and it has been an absolute dictionary and encyclopedia, if you will. I guess it's an encyclopedia of management and finance in the dental profession. So there are dentists out there who get it, who manage their businesses, who work on their businesses and not just in their businesses. And there are dentists who show up and say, give me a paycheck, give me a handpiece, give me my lunch, and I'm happy, and I don't really want to know what's going on in Dentrix or Eaglesoft or at the front desk. And there are all kinds in all professions. I want to talk to the thousands of dentists today who would like to improve what they're doing. Some of you are struggling. Some of you wake up every day and worry about making payroll. Some of you think, gee, I wish I could do better presenting cases. I wish I could do better for my patients. I wish I could save more for retirement. That's who I'm talking to today. I've been through several major events in the world. I've been through the 1989 economic crisis, the 2008 economic crisis, the 9/11 terrorist attacks. It's interesting. My midlife crisis, folks, I think I've talked about this, was that I wanted to be a nationally syndicated radio show host, and I was very close to having a deal with a national bank back in 2001. And then on September 11, 2001, one of the most horrible days in American history, the terrorist attacks on the East Coast of our country. And that kind of put an end to that because the whole world changed that day. And of course, I've been through the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the proudest things I can say that I've done in my career is during the early and mid and late parts of 2020, teaming up with Ide Bailey and the American Dental Association, Megan Mortimer, who was my partner in crime. We put together weekly seminars on, okay, what's the newest update on PPP and ERC and the HSA programs and EIDL loans. And I was just at the California Dental Association Convention as a speaker, and we have a booth there. It's the one booth I do every year. And I had three separate dentists literally walk up to me and say, Arthur, I just have never met you. You've never met me, but I just want to thank you because without you, I would not have been able to get through this pandemic financially. And that is, you know, some of the proudest moments I've had in my career is I've helped a lot of people. And all of you on this, on the other end of this podcast, I want you to remember that what you do is, and I've said this before and I will say it again, you guys are not about fixing teeth. You're about a better job, a better relationship, a better self-esteem, and a better life for your patients. And everything that you do when you walk into that dental office needs to be in the best interest of your patients, regardless of whether you're going to get paid for it. Because if you do that, you will create raving fans of your patients. You will create raving fans of your dental team, and the money will come in buckets. And that is the message that I've tried to pass on over the last 5.5 years. So I've learned a few things that now we're going to get into the gist of what I want to talk to you about today. The first thing I want to share with you is we don't control what happens in Washington, D.C. I mean, we have gridlock, and I don't get into politics, and I don't plan on getting into politics. This will not be Republican, Democratic, Independent. This is just general statements. We have gridlock in Washington. We have a lot of fighting going on in Washington, and we have no control over that. The best thing that you can do, ladies and gentlemen, if you want changes in your local, state, and federal government, the one thing that you have is your vote. Go out and make sure you vote every single time you have an opportunity to do so. We don't control what's going on overseas, the war in Ukraine, what's going on in the Middle East, horrible, horrible things. We don't control that. All we can do is hope and pray that they all get resolved positively. I believe that 80 to 90% of success in life is showing up and making the effort. I've told the story, and maybe some of you have heard it, maybe you haven't. When my son Forrest was trying to get recruited as a college baseball player, we went to a baseball camp at San Diego State University where there were college scouts recruiting high school baseball players. And I remember that Mr. Trotsky, who ran the camp, there were about 40 kids and 20 or 30 scouts and a bunch of parents. And Mr. Trotsky got up and started talking to the kids. And he said, well, you know, kids, here's the deal. Don't try and figure out what these scouts are looking for, how to throw the ball or how to swing the bat or how to catch the ball. There are two things in your life that you control, your attitude and your effort. And boy, that hit me right between the eyes, folks. Attitude and effort is all that we control. And if we continue to work on that, and life is not easy. I mean, I keep wondering, I was talking to a friend of mine who happens to be a clinical psychologist. It's good when two of your good friends are that you can run things by them, and they're usually much smarter than you are. And I said, everything seems to be hard. Anything that's worth anything is hard. And that's true. Anything that's worth anything that's hard And they said, yeah, that's just how life works. You know, nothing is easy unless someone hands it to you on silver platter. And even then, it's not easy. So I want to share with you just some of my journey and my vision. And then I want to talk to you about your journey and your vision. And, you know, this past weekend in early June, I was in Austin, Texas. I joined this incredible group called the Speaking and Consulting Network. And the Speaking and Consulting Network is a group of probably 100 to 150 dental consultants, dental speakers. It was originally organized and put together by the iconic Linda Miles. Linda's out of Virginia. She has been on this podcast. She is just most, I mean, she is, the word iconic, I can't use it more too often. She created the Speaking and Consulting Network many years ago. It was then taken over by another unbelievable consultant, national icon, Lois Banta, who's been on this podcast. I love Lois to death. She is just a wonderful human. And recently, in the last couple of years, Lois has been joined in her journey of the Speaking and Consulting Network with another incredible young man named Ryan Vett, who has also been on this podcast. You know, I've had a lot of people on the podcast, 200 episodes. And so I just attended the meeting. And the whole spirit of the meeting was really about, what do you want? What do you want your life to look at? Because the group is intended to help people who want to be professional speakers. And that is something that I've been on. I've been on stage, you know, hundreds of times over 40 years, and most of the major dental meetings, and a lot of local meetings. Many of the local dental societies, the CDA, here in California, where I'm from. And so they were talking about what do you want? Do you want to be a full time speaker on the road 45 weeks a year? Well, that's not really what I want to do. There are too many golf courses to play, quite frankly. So I started really, this meeting got to think about, what is it that I want to do? I want to continue to help dentists through my consulting, knowledge to help them in their transitions and their financial planning and wealth management. Our group here at Eide Bailly has an incredible, team at Eide Bailly Wealth, which I'm starting to work with. They do an amazing job helping not only dentists, but all kinds of people and businesses meet their personal financial goals. So I want to do that work. And I have three happy places in this life, I've determined. Number one is on a golf course. Number two is on a fly fishing stream. And number three is right here with you or in front of an audience. And what really drilled home what I wanted to talk about today was the fact that I was honored to participate in a competition at this meeting called Spotlight on Speaking. And what it is it was eight of the members of this group who had 8 minutes to present to the group. And here's how it worked, is they said, you can talk about anything you want. It should be compelling to the audience. We had three judges from three major dental groups and dental meetings around the country, and we had an audience of well over 100 members of the group, and both of them got to vote for the winner and the second place and all the places. So I chose to speak about my journey as a dental CPA. And the scary thing about the talk was that when you got up there, you were in silhouette and they introduced you and they did my introduction and they did for everybody. And basically the lights went on and there's this huge clock sitting right in front of you on the stage that goes 8 minutes, 7:59, 7:58. And if you went over 8 minutes on your talk, they cut your mic. They start playing carnival music and you can't win the competition. So I spent about 3 months practicing this. And I'll tell you what, folks, when I was the sixth out of eight of these amazing humans who got up and did the same thing that I did, any one of us could have won this competition. We were all really, really good. But I realized that this is one of the things that I really want to do in my life, is to be a professional speaker. And it was wonderful and fun, and it was amazing. So I decided after this meeting, that I was going to really think about, what did I need to do to make my happy places happier? So I'll tell you what I thought about. Well, let's start with my golf game. I have done pretty much everything wrong in swinging a golf club for 30 to 35 years. I started taking lessons seriously about 4 years ago. It is a very, very difficult, humbling game. This weekend that I'm recording this podcast is the United States Open Golf Tournament. And by the way, I mean, it will have passed, but this coming Sunday is Father's Day, and happy Father's Day. It will have been in the past, but happy Father's Day. It is a very, very hard game, a humbling game, but I have committed myself to change my swing. And my goal is, I'm about an 18 handicap right now, and my goal is to get down to about an 8 to a 10, and that my golf swing actually look like a real golf swing, and not one that is casting the club, which I've done forever. And I'm working on that, and it's hard. There's a theme here, folks. It's hard. But I'm going to get it done, and I'm going to go to the range and hit thousands of golf balls. I played around yesterday, and I hit a lot of bad shots. I told my friends, hey, guys, I'm not keeping score today. I'm working on some stuff, so just be prepared for balls to go all over the place. But I did hit some good shots. The second thing is fly fishing. So one of my dearest friends in the world, Dr. Phil Potter, bought me my first fly rod when I was younger, and has taken me to some amazing places to go fly fishing. And we went fly fishing about a month ago on the San Juan River, just outside of Durango, Colorado. And I told the guy that I was an advanced beginner, and I started pulling fish in like there was no tomorrow. I think in 2 days, I probably pulled in 25 to 30 fish. And we had several what we call LDRs, long distance release, which meant I had the fish on the line and the fish decided for whatever reason not to come to the boat. So Dr. Potter has been beating me over the head. He's the closest thing to a dad that I have who is alive right now. He's about 12 years older than I am. And he basically beat me over the head and said, Arthur, you need to learn how to tie the knots and learn how to get leaders to work and, you know, tie the flies on. And if you do that, I can take you to some places that you will just die and go to heaven to fish. And you really need to do that. And I have finally decided, is it something I want to do? Not really, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to get on YouTube. I'm going to learn how to tie the knots. And then I'm going up to his house right around when this podcast comes out in July. And I'm going to have a guide, but I'm going to have the guide let me tie the knots. And I'm really going to try and learn this. Again, it's hard. But the reward for me for the golf is to hit a lot of better shots, to hit the ball further, to shape the ball, and with the fly fishing, to be able to go to different places. And my third happy place is, again, in front of a microscope. No, that wouldn't go very well, folks. In front of a microphone and in front of an audience. And I would like to do more speaking. Now, you have to understand that back in the 80s and 90s, I had many, many opportunities to become, to go on the lecture circuit, to go all over the country to speak. But, you know, 1989, Nathan was born, 1994, Forrest was born. And I had a much higher calling, which was, you know, making a living and supporting my family, as well as coaching baseball, basketball, soccer, being a Boy Scout leader for Nathan. And I just did not, I spoke when I had the opportunity. But now that the boys are grown and on their way, and I'm in another part of my career, I am looking to do more speaking and to get out there as a call to all of you. If you have a study club or a dental group, dental organization, and you're looking for a speaker, please think of me. I speak on Art's Golden Rules of Financial Planning. I speak on transitions. I speak on partnerships, metrics, anything financial I speak on. And so again, you know, getting out there and speaking to groups is hard. It's not hard to do the talks. It's hard to, you know, get people to have you come in. They schedule out a year or two or three in advance. So I am going to put together a lot of things. I'm going to use the video from my 8-minute competition tape. I'm going to probably put up a website, get involved in social media marketing, and get myself out there as a speaker. Is it easy? No, it's hard. Is it going to take time? Sure it is. Am I going to have lots of people close doors on me? Sure I am. But is it worth it? Hell yeah, it is. So, you know, this is kind of what I was thinking about. And at our meeting, we had some amazing speakers. We had someone from the National Speakers Association who'd won awards. We had a speaker who had done lots of TV work, TV commercials, and had done voiceover work and was involved in a major Broadway play as in a starring role. And, you know, his comment was that, you know, he said, well, what do you do for a living? Well, I audition, because the actual performing part is a very small part of it. Same thing with trying to get speaking gigs. So, you know, we were talking about this, and it's like the whole theme is, what do you want your life to look like? And I've told you what I want my life to look like. I want to do, you know, I want to continue to work. I am not retiring, folks. You can't get rid of me that easily. I don't know what I would do, you know, 40 hours a week. I can't play golf. I have a very dear friend who plays 4 days a week. My hands would fall off if I did that. I want to work, you know, and do the things that I really enjoy. I want to play golf. I want to fish. I want to travel with my wonderful wife, Lynn. We've done a bunch of that. We're going to do a bunch more of that. We have a big trip planned for our 40th wedding anniversary next year in 2025. I can't believe I'm saying that. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking at. But let's talk about you. This has all been about me. So let's talk about you. Let's talk about what your goals and dreams are. So I want you to think about this, and I want you to think about what it is that you want. Where are you in your life? What are you doing? How's your practice doing? When you wake up every day, you know, do you wake up and do you say, wow, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a wonderful day. I can't wait to get to the office. Or do you wake up and you say, oh, crap, what's going to happen to me today? What bad things are going to happen to me today? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit down sometime in the near future, and I want you to sit down at a word processor. And I want you to open up Word, or if it's not on a PC, whatever the Word version of on Macintosh is, on Apple computer is. And I want you to write down what your practice is today and what it is in your life that you're not happy with. It could be your practice, it could be your personal life, but let's start with your practice. So let me give you some ideas. So let's talk about that person at the front desk who's the queen bee that controls your life, that everybody in the office is scared to rub the wrong way. Are you afraid to confront that person? Are you afraid that that person is going to ruin your life? Are you afraid that if you let that person go, that you'll never find anyone else and your practice will fall apart and you'll have to file bankruptcy and close the doors? Well, let me tell you, based on 40 years of experience, none of that is the case. I can tell you stories of doctors who I have talked to for years about letting that one cancerous employee in their practice go. And for the ones that never did, they were never really truly happy, and they were never really truly able to obtain their goals. But for those that did, and I had several that did, the comment was overwhelmingly the same. Arthur, the only people that usually called me Arthur were my mother and my stepdad. Most people call me Art, but I'll just say Arthur for this case. Arthur, this, I can't believe I didn't let this person go 5 years ago. And I don't normally say I told you so, but sometimes I do. And what happens is when you get a cancerous employee out of your office, your other employees gain respect for you. They step up. They realize that there's now a hole, and they say thank you because their lives improved. And at some point, some of the people in your team would leave because they don't want to deal with this person. So if you have that queen bee and it is making your life miserable and making the drive to work every day contentious in your mind that you're afraid to step in the office because you're afraid of what that person is going to do if you say something wrong or try and be the leader, I would encourage you to rethink that. Are you uncomfortable presenting cases? I mean, none of you went to dental school to be salespeople. I didn't go to accounting school to be a salespeople, to be a salesperson. But unfortunately, in this life, everything that we do is about sales. We are selling. I am selling accounting services when I bring on a new client. You are selling dental services. You have to convince a patient that this is in their best interest and what they need. And are you uncomfortable doing that? Do you feel like everything that you are doing is sales, and you don't like sales, and you don't feel like you should be selling? Well, I will tell you that there are numerous people, many of them in our speaking and consulting network, who can teach you verbal skills. One of my favorite humans on the planet is Deborah Engelhart Nash, who I met in 1984 and who I actually used as an example in my Spotlight for Speaking talk. Deborah and I met in 1984, but a couple of years ago, we were both speaking at the Academy of General Dentistry meeting, national meeting in Orlando. And I sat in her two-hour case presentation and verbal skills talk. Folks, verbal skills can be learned. They can be practiced. They don't teach it to you in dental school or accounting school or law school or architectural school, but they can be learned. And go to courses like this. When you go to your next dental meeting, don't go to a course on occlusion. Go to a course on how to talk to your patients and how to get them to say yes. And there are so many wonderful dental coaches out there. If you need a referral, call me. My phone number is 657-279-3243. My email is awiederman@idbailey.com. Are you not making enough money and you don't know why, and you worry about making payroll every single month or every single pay period, and you can't pay the bills? I had a doctor recently send me an email and say, Art, I'm willing to pay you, but I don't know if it's worth the money. I'm going to file bankruptcy. Do you have a magic bullet? No, there's no magic bullet, folks. If you are not paying attention to the numbers of your practice, if you don't have a business financial plan and a personal financial plan, and you're not working with a coach in your practice, maybe this podcast is a call to action for you to sit down and let's figure out what the heck is going on in your practice. And it could be that cancerous employee. It could be that you are the problem, doctor. And in many cases, that is the case. It could be that you are way overspending and you don't realize it. Remember, you know, we go to accounting school, we go to dental school, you got $1 million, $1.5 million coming into your practice. Going out and spending $200 on a dinner, or going out and spending $500 at the sporting goods shop buying some new golf attire or golf clubs. Well, golf clubs cost a lot more than $500, but we don't think about that, but it adds up. So maybe it's time for you to take a step back and figure out, you know, where your bodies are buried. My tagline in life here, folks, is my life is a math problem. And it is. It's just a math problem. Are you sick and tired of 70% of your patients that you are contracted to see through insurance plans, that they're paying you 50 to 60% of your UCR fees? And you really don't want that. You want to be a fee-for-service practice, but you're afraid to do that because all your patients are going to leave and you'll have to shut your practice down. Here's what I will tell you, and I'm emphatic, and this is, I'm on my soapbox now. Doctors, I have numerous clients who have gotten to the point, especially after this pandemic, of saying, I am no longer going to allow insurance companies to dictate my life. And what you don't do is you don't wake up today, listen to this podcast, and tomorrow go into your dental office, write a letter, send it to your patients, say, by the way, patients, I'm sick and tired of insurance and I'm dropping all the plans. That is not how to do it. It takes a year to drop out of an insurance plan correctly if that is what you choose to do. And I'm not saying that that's for everyone. And I'm not saying you should drop out of every one of them. But what I'm saying is take a step back. Let's revisit or let's visit our relationship with dental insurance, which is really not insurance at all. And there are consultants and coaches that I can refer you to, that your CPA can refer you to. And by the way, if you're not working with a dental-specific CPA, shame on you. You should be. It could be our firm at Eide Bailly. It could be a member of the Academy of Dental CPAs. You should be working with a dental CPA, and they can refer you to people who can help you with this. But my mission is to help educate doctors about their ability to change their relationship with insurance. And for the doctors that have done that, yes, they've lost some patients. But what happens, folks? Any of those patients come back and they say, oh my gosh, I went to this other dental office and it was horrible. Will you please take me back? And the answer is, of course, you're always welcome. And even if you lose 10 or 15% of your patients, now the rest of your patients are paying you, instead of 50 to 60% of UCR, they're paying you 100% of UCR. And those patients are still going to have some insurance coverage because you're now an out-of-network provider. And if you do the math, you will make more money and work less. Let me say that again. You will make more money and you will work less. Are you getting less than 10 new patients a month and you don't know why? Well, why don't you ask your dental team, why aren't we getting new patients? Well, doctor, you know, we don't ever ask for new patients. And I had a doctor in Orange County who called me up and said, bring me your listing agreement. I'm selling. I can't do this. This sucks. I hate this. I'm done. And we started talking, and I said, well, do you ask your patients for referrals? And his answer was, well, not really. And I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to ask every single patient for the next 30 days. And I want you to do the following. I want you to say, Mrs. Smith, we were really excited to see that you were on the schedule today, and everybody is really happy to see you, and I am honored that you would choose our dental office to have your dental care done. And I don't know if you know this, Mrs. Smith, but we are always looking for wonderful new patients like you. They have to be nice. Want nice patients. But if you have friends or family who value what we believe is the best dental care in the area, we would be honored if you would send them our way. And many of your patients would probably say to you, you take new patients? You're always so busy. It's so hard to get in an appointment to see you. But the life's blood of your practice is new patients. So if you're not getting new patients, take a look at one of the dental marketing companies that are out there that you can work with, that can help you with a website and social media. And doctors, I'm going to be 65 years old. And we have to learn to embrace social media. It's real. It's there. It's how people find services. If you just say, I'm too old, and do I want to do this? I mean, I'd rather be on the golf course, but I need to do this. And you need to do this because that's where people are looking. I used to you know, lecture at the dental schools for many years, and I would bring a copy of the Yellow Pages. And those of you listening in your 20s and 30s are probably not even, you probably don't even know what the Yellow Pages are. Well, I used to bring the Yellow Pages and say, how many of you get your professional services out of this? And they would look at me, the college students, you know, these young people in dental school in their early to mid-20s, and they would look at me like I needed mental health care. They didn't know what it was. And again, folks, you know, Google reviews. You need 5-star Google reviews. And you need to ask your patients. So that's how you get new patients. Are you feeling burnt out? Do you just don't want to get up in the morning? Do you not want to engage with your family, your friends, your children, your grandchildren, just because it's too much? I recorded a podcast that came out earlier this year in 2024 with a wonderful lady by the name of Kate Donovan, who spoke about burnout and why you get burned out. And in my opinion, burnout is about the fact that you're not doing things that make you happy. People who are happy and engaged and have goals and just want to be alive and do stuff, you know, they are not burnt out. I will tell you also, folks, that life is short. If you haven't figured it out by listening to my podcast for the last 5.5 years, or even those of you who just started listening, and thank you for that. I need a 12-step program in sports. I am a diehard sports fan. I mean, I should have bought stock in ESPN years ago. I watch every, golf tournament when I'm around. I watch, the NBA finals, the NHL Stanley Cup, Major League Baseball. I watch all of that stuff, and it makes me happy. Okay. I do things that make me happy. And and the reason I bring this up is we talk about sports. So recently we lost two iconic world-class athletes, Bill Walton, the UCLA All-American, world champion, broadcaster. Well, when he died at the age of 71, I said, crap, he's 7 years older than me. I don't know how much time I have left. And the other day, Jerry West, and I'm a diehard Lakers fan. As we record this podcast last night, the Boston Celtics took a 3-0 lead on the Dallas Mavericks. And there have been 156 teams in the NBA finals that have fallen behind 3-0, and not one of them have come back to win. So the odds are in favor of the Celtics, and we'll see what happens. But Jerry West was 86, and that's 21 years. So I'm closer to the end of my life than the beginning. I'm not being morbid. So I'm going to go out and do stuff. I want to get to Baltimore to my dear friend, Alan Schiff. Alan is a diehard Baltimore Ravens fan, and he's been beating me over the head for 5 years. Arthur, get on an airplane and come and tailgate with me. Well, I might have an opportunity to do that with him this year. He doesn't know it yet unless he's listening to the podcast, and then he does. So if you're burned out, I would strongly urge you, and this is another thing, folks, and I'm speaking from the heart here. This is my 200th episode. I will tell you that several years ago, there was stuff in my life that just didn't feel right. And I went to one of my friends who's a clinical psychologist. I said, you got a referral? And they referred me to a wonderful clinical psychologist, and I learned about anxiety, and I learned about OCD, and I learned about all this stuff, and I started meditating, and I started really thinking about what it was that I wanted, and it was the best thing I ever did. Now, I am not a mental health professional. I am not qualified to give you mental health advice. What I am telling you is that if you are not happy in what you're doing in your practice or your life or whatever, I would strongly urge you to seek out some people who can help you. And it is the best thing that I ever did. It helped me greatly. And it is a journey. And finally, are you waking up every day afraid that you will never be able to get out of debt and retire? And we get that a lot. I had a client many, many years ago who was in that boat. And I started working with this doctor. And I started teaching him about, you know, resources to learn about investing and all this stuff. And he took the bull by the horns and he started reading Morningstar and things from Vanguard and Fidelity and Charles Schwab and all these places. And he became an expert in investing. I mean, he really got to know how this worked. And back in the 80s and 90s, he saved upwards of $6 million and was able to retire. And I helped him transition his practice. And he took me to dinner one night and dropped a vacation brochure in front of my wife, Lynn, and I, and started crying. And he says, I couldn't have done this without you. And he was able to do this. Now, I'm not suggesting that all of you who are my clients that are listening to this send me on vacation. That could get expensive. And as nice as that would be, I don't think that's a good idea. But if you are having trepidation about getting out of debt, about retirement, about your personal goals, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Give me a call. And again, this is not an advertisement, folks. I've got plenty to do. I've got plenty of work to do. I want to help you. There are some people like the young man who talked about filing bankruptcy. I can't help them. And unfortunately, there are people who have abused their teeth, and you know who they are, that you can't help as a dentist. But most of you out there, I can help, and a competent financial planner can help you. And I want to give you just a couple of tips while I'm thinking about it, is if you are going to take the step of really figuring out financially, where are you? And where do you want to be? As I mentioned, our Eide Bailly Wealth Group is amazing. We are not the only ones out there. If you have a good financial planner, work with them. I will tell you this, and I was telling one of my oldest son's good friends who said to me, Art, I'm 35 years old, and I'm about to get married, and I want to get on the right track. What advice do you have? And my advice was, you want to find a good financial planner who's going to put you through the paces. But if you find somebody who the first words out of the mouth are, okay, we've got this insurance policy, and this is the bomb, and this is the be-all and end-all, and this is going to get you to financial freedom, or an annuity, or an investment that just is off the beaten path, don't walk, run. I mean, in the financial planning process, folks, the first step is the discovery phase. We need to find it just like it is in a new patient exam. You don't walk up to a new patient and say, oh, I looked at your x-rays and you need 23 crowns and that'll be $43,000 and let's go. Not how you present cases. That's not how financial planners should be presenting a recommendation. They need to find out, what are your goals? What are you about? What makes you tick? What about your family? How much have you saved? What are your saving habits? How much do you spend? Where do you spend it? And again, life is all about choices, folks. It's all about choices. You can choose to spend way too much money. And I talked about in my spotlight for speaking, my 65-25-10 rule, 65% of any major of all your income. If say you make $300,000 a year, $195,000 should go to living expenses, about $25,000 to 25%, $75,000 to taxes, give or take. And the other 10% to savings. Unfortunately, many of our clients that we've worked with over the years use the 90-25-15 rule, where they spend 90% or more of what they make. They struggle to pay their taxes, and what they can't come up with goes on personal lines of credit, refinancing of their house, or credit cards. And credit cards are an expensive way to finance your life, folks. Live within your means, do what makes you happy, make good decisions. So if you're afraid of this, give me a call. I would be happy to help you. in whatever years I have left in my career or in my life. My journey is about helping dentists. That is what my career was about. If you'd have told me at the age of 25 that I was going to spend my career in the dental profession, I would have laughed at you because that was not where I thought I was going to be. But that is what I've done. And I have been honored and humbled to work in this profession and to help thousands and thousands of dentists all over the country. So, you know, it's all about what do you want? You know, if you have a team that respects you, that you get along with, at your next team meeting, say, I would like your opinion on how to present cases to patients. Am I doing a good job? What do you think? One of the best verbal skills that I've ever used for people, not only my family, but my friends, is, I'm asking for your help. When you are genuine and you are true to your word and you are a good person and you help people, which I like to think I am, and you go to someone and say, I need your help, you know, your friends are going to help you. Your team is going to help you. Your family is going to help you. There may be things that you're doing or that you are seeing and the things that you're doing that you don't see and other people do. And people that care about you are going to give you their opinions. I also, when I see something, I always say to someone, do I have your permission to give you my opinion or offer some advice? I don't ever offer people advice without their permission. And I think that's a good way to go. You know, there are companies out there, folks, that can help you with your practice. I mentioned my friend Deborah Engelhart Nash. Find courses on how to talk to people. Catherine Itell Belt, who's been on this podcast, talks about courageous conversations. It's all about communications. People don't know how good of a dentist you are. People don't know how your margins are, how much you know about occlusion, what you know about TMJ or orthodontics or periodontics or placing implant. They don't know and they don't care. What they care about is, are you nice? And do they trust you? And do you care about them? We can find you the pieces to help you to get the team together and to learn the skills of how to manage the office. You want to replace that queen bee? Listen to the podcast I did. And again, any of the people that I'm mentioning, by the way, in this podcast, they get nothing for this. I'm mentioning them because they take care of people like I like to think I do. Holly Perez at Direct Dental is a wonderful resource. She's in the San Diego area, but she works nationwide to help you to how do you place the ad and where do you place the ad and what are the first words and what gets people excited about coming to work in your office. And that's what you have to do. You're competing with all the other dental offices in your area for talent. And it's hard, guys. It's hard. I don't doubt. Oh my God. Art, you don't understand. Yes, I do. I ran a CPA practice looking for employees for 33 years. It's hard. All right. You know, we can, you know, look at your metrics and see where you're going. You know, there's a whole group of coaches out there that are spending all of their time doing nothing but helping dentists resign from insurance plans. There are incredible, wonderful marketing companies that can help you with strategies to bring new patients into your practice, to find the types of patients that you want, not the type who picks up the phone, hi, Dr. Wiederman's office, I can help you. Well, how do you take my insurance? Or how much is a crown? Is that the type of client that you want? I don't think so. You want the type that says, you know, I was referred to your office and I heard that you take care of people. And I need someone to take care of my oral health issues. And that's what you want. Okay. And is it time for you to sit down with a competent financial advisor and your CPA and to draw out a roadmap of what the rest of your life is going to look like and how you're going to get there? I would encourage you, if I can get one of you who's listening to this podcast all the way through, to make the phone call. It doesn't have to be to me. I'd be happy to take your phone call. I've talked to, you know, many of our listeners, and I've helped many of our listeners who have become our clients. But if you have somebody that you trust and that you want to work with, great. If not, give me a call. The Eyed-Belly Wealth process is off the charts ridiculous. I mean, when we finish with people after a year, we have taken them apart, put them back together, and we look at every single aspect of their financial lives, and they are taken care of because we care about people here at this firm. And that, you know, if you want to take that as an advertising message, feel free, but you all know that I don't do that. But if you have somebody good that you're working with, I tell people that if you're working with a CPA and that CPA cares about you and communicates with you regularly and understands your issues as a dentist, there's no reason to switch. Art, I've had people, Art, you sound like you really know what you're doing, and I want to find out if there's something better out there. Well, I don't know if what you're getting is good or not. I don't know. But if you feel like you're being taken care of and cared for, then you shouldn't switch. If you are getting a surprise every April 13th that you owe $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000, $100,000, yeah, give me a call. If you don't know where you're going financially or in your practice, give me a call. I can help you. So anyway, at the end of the day, folks, it really comes down to what do you want from your life? Today is the first day of the rest of your life. There's nothing you can do about all the days before today. And I hope that these words in my 200th podcast, again, 200 is a lot, in my 200th podcast are going to resonate with you and are going to get you to take some action. And it may be that you listen to this and say, you know what? I'm really good. I'm happy at where I'm at in my life. And you know what, doctor? That's wonderful. I'm very happy for you. And just, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if there are things in your life that need to get better, then this is an opportunity. And maybe this podcast that you've been listening to is a call to action, to take some action, to make the changes that are going to get you to be where you want and to do the things that make you happy. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. That was it. I want to thank my wonderful friends at Decisions in Dentistry Magazine, 140 continuing education courses at a very reasonable price. Go to www.decisionsindentistry.com. We have video recordings of me that you could purchase for a very reasonable price on retirement and metrics and things like that. If you are looking for a dental CPA or a financial planner, wealth management, we have that all covered here at Eyed-Belly. My email address is you think my adrenaline is pumping from the last hour of this podcast? Wiederman, Wiederman, at Eyed-Belly, EyedBally.com. If you're around the country, the Academy of Dental CPAs, www.adcpa.org. They're here to help you also. Give us a call. We are here to help you, and we want you to be happy, and we want you to make your life what you want it to be. And finally, I just want to thank my audience again for the honor and privilege of your time over the last 5.5 years. You have my word that I've still got lots of energy. I did a Peloton ride this morning. Hi to my friend Rachel Wall from Inspired Hygiene, who's my Peloton buddy, and my dear, dear friend Christy Bolts from Dental CMO, who is my Peloton and golfing buddy. I just recently saw Jim and Christy. We were together playing golf in the Monterey Peninsula, and you know, you should all have friends like Jim and Christy Bolts. They are just two of the most incredible, wonderful people that I know. And again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I hope that this is a call to action, and I want to improve your life. And I hope that these 200 podcasts have been helpful to you and have helped you make changes in your life for the better. And with that, folks, I want to thank you again for listening to our podcast. And this is Art Wiederman for The Art of Dental Finance and Management with Art Wiederman, CPA. I'm looking forward to podcast number 201 and going forward. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. The Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast is produced by Ide Bailey in partnership with Art Wiederman, CPA, Decisions in Dentistry Magazine, and the Academy of Dental CPAs. For audience questions and feedback, email Art Wiederman, awiederman@idebailey.com. That's AWIEDERMAN at EIDEBALLY.com. Or you may call Art at 657-279-3243.